Let's talk Southwest Airlines, as they had 2,902 cancellations on Monday. 2,902 cancellations on Monday. I mean, cancellations, delays, these things from time to time can be expected, but that is egregious beyond belief. Joining us now is Brian Cross. He's the founding partner of Elasticity. He handles branding and marketing and managing a PR nightmare like this. Brian, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No, glad to have you on here. I'm glad to be talking about this from a couple of different angles. Now, Southwest is faced with, they're going to be faced with investigations. Congress is going to be all over this. Our own Congressman Garrett Graves has said as much. When it comes to Southwest Airlines, how much do they just have to take this on the chin, and how much can they be vocal about their response?
I would say the more vocal and taking it on the chin and being more vocal about taking it on the chin and explaining why is probably going to be the best route for them at this point.
Okay. Now, when it comes to explaining why, how transparent do they need to be? Because the why, I mean, it can actually matter, right? The truth can actually set you free here, or the truth can make you look much worse than what you actually are. So how much of the truth do you think will be unveiled?
Well, I mean, obviously, no one's going to come forward and say, hey, we, you know, to make bigger profits for our shareholders, we've neglected investing in our airline. That definitely would not be the message to come out with for obvious reasons. But the thing is Southwest operates differently from all the other airlines. Most of the other airlines to deal with rising costs of fuel and, you know, paying the crews, the pilots, and all the things, you know, airport fees and all that. They've handled that by tacking on fees. So when you buy your ticket on other airlines, you then go through that gauntlet of, oh, now you think you have a seat, but you want a seat with a cushion? That's another $10. You want a seat that, you know, your luggage will get there at the same time? You know, that's another dollar. Yeah. So Southwest has said, we're not going to do that. We're going to try and get cost efficiencies on the back end. So instead of running a hub system like the others and having the multiple planes and, you know, having, you know, redundancies built into the system, they've run very lean. They don't use do hubs. They go point to point. They shuttle, you know, crews around on their flights with their other passengers, all in an effort to keep costs down, to keep their rates and their fees down. So if you explain it that way, that these were things that we did and put in place to try and save money to keep our fares low, there will be some understanding. I mean, no one's going to go, oh, great, you know, now we totally understand this can happen as much as you want to keep our fares down. But if they come there, start there, explain what they did in an effort to keep fares low, then I think they can then come into the next steps of, but we understand that this is, you know, completely, you know, out of bounds. We are going to invest in our system. We are going to do these things to make sure that it never happens again.
So do not be on the lookout for the tagline, Southwest Airlines, you knew what this was.
Who's the marketing guy now? Wow, I like that.
Brian Cross is our guest. We're talking a little bit about Southwest Airlines. Okay, so all those things you mentioned, how do they end up with cancellations, though? Because to me, Brian, until we know more about that end, we can't know more about the, and I don't want to call it spin, but the explanation end.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all we know right now is what's being reported and what comes out. And, you know, and then the labor lead and the CEO himself has indicated, you know, outdated software. We've read now stories about how the software that they use just couldn't handle this amount of cancellation. So we know that there's some outdated software that needs to be beefed up. So we definitely know that. The question is going to be more in terms of the operations, because I don't, you can upgrade software fairly quickly. You can update, you know, maybe having some reserves here and there in the system. But, you know, where all the other major airlines have these hubs where they have extra aircraft and crews waiting around and can kind of pick up the slack in the system, if, you know, Southwest changing their flight routes and things like that is a little bit bigger of a task that I don't think can happen overnight, and one that they may not want to do. So we're going to have to see where does Southwest sort of land on that, you know, keep the customers happy, get through this nightmare, but also keep our shareholders happy and don't eat too much into their profits.
Well, and the don't eat too much into their profits part of this is also big, because Brian, and Brian Cross is our guest, talking a little bit about Southwest Airlines. Brian, I don't know how they come back out and say, here's the improvements we're going to have to make, without saying, and here's what the additional cost is going to be to you, the consumer.
Well, and that's where it's going to come be. You know, they're going to be watching, you know, what other flights cost. So they still want to be that low fare, you know, carrier. But as they get bigger and as they get more complex, you know, they're not necessarily the cheapest out there anymore. So they're going to have to add some to it. But if they continue to be lower than the others, they might be able to walk that line. And quite honestly, what'll also be interesting to watch here is, you know, they always talk about how, you know, if you can turn a disgruntled customer, they become one of your more loyal ones. And so, you know, out of the chaos is some opportunity here if they message it correctly, and then if they do the right things, don't just apologize, give, you know, make sure you do right by the people that were harmed, you know, pay for the hotels and things like that, maybe give some travel vouchers, whatnot. But after you make that apology, following up, maybe even throughout all 2023, letting people know, here's what we did. Are you seeing changes? Is this getting any better? Keep up with us. If they really build the relationship, I think they can get even stronger brand loyalty out of this if they play their cards right.
We're talking with Brian Cross from Elasticity. He handles PR. He handles PR nightmares, much like what Southwest is experiencing right now. Okay, Brian, does the timing of this play into that? Meaning when you have this many cancellations around the holidays, you might not be talking about your everyday business traveler who's looking for that low cost to turn in on the expense report. You might be talking about the less frequent traveler who this is your only audition for them.
And that is interesting to point out. So, yeah, right. So a lot of people are locked in. Frequent flyers that have miles, they don't switch airlines very, you know, quickly. They're kind of locked in with the perks and knowing the system and whatnot. So you can, I don't want to say get away with, because you certainly need to treat your more loyal customers, but, you know, with some deference. But those infrequent travelers, one thing that we know about them is they are pretty price conscious as well. So, yeah. You know, coming in with, you know, to them, you know, and giving them a voucher for a future flight, making sure that those next flights are still, you know, cost effective and you know, can get you there quicker than, say, you know, one of the larger airlines that does have to always take you through a hub. You might have a chance there.
Yeah, I don't mean to be callous about it, but it's a different story when you're talking about somebody that flies with you 30 to 35 times a year versus somebody that flies with you once a year.
Yes, indeed.
The level to which you'll go to, you know, to make things right at the end of the day. Let's talk about the timing of all this, and we're talking with Brian Cross from Elasticity about Southwest Airlines. Let's talk about the timing of all this, because we've seen in the past where a company can come out and try to put their best foot forward only to put their foot in their mouth. How paced out should Southwest's response be?
Well, they started off kind of stumbling, right? They blamed the weather. And that didn't fly because all the other airlines all had this exact same weather, and yet they weren't affected as bad. So they already kind of came out of the gate, you know, stumbling. Then they kind of had another misstep in terms of, you know, your frontline employees are all out on social media going, hey, this isn't us. We're ready to go. Management isn't telling us what to do. The head of your labor union is coming out and saying, this is not weather related. This is, you know, policies and outdated software. So they kind of came out wrong. But one thing that I will say about, you know, that we've seen in a lot of crisis communications is it's funny. The public, America, they love to forgive. Especially if they get a little something for their forgiveness. So, you know, if they are sincere in the apology and really show that they want to change, you know, and indicate what the things are that they're doing, we're apt to help them out. There are studies that, you know, in branding that say that brands that don't take themselves very seriously and not flippant and, you know, and avoid, you know, but just, you know, have a little bit of fun in them, like Southwest, right? Southwest was the fun airline and made the jokes and things like that. But brands that are like that tend to rebound from a crisis faster than brands that have touted themselves as, you know, indestructible, never make a mistake, infallible. The public will take a brand that has had a little fun with itself and give them a little bit more leeway than they would, you know, a different brand. So they have that going for them.
I feel like you kind of walked me up to where I was going to go next. Brian Cross from Elasticity, GoElastic.com's website. Brian, where I was planning on taking this next was the social media realm. And that is, yeah, this problem was exacerbated by our instant access to each other. I know my Facebook feed was chock full of folks who were just fed up with Southwest. But it also affords them a platform like nothing before either, in order to right the ship.
It does, right? When you have pictures of the bags packing, piling up, and people putting their stories, you know, I was watching one where they found the one woman that was trying to get home for the cancer treatment of her husband, and you have these stories flooding out there. It hurts. And the other thing that hurts Southwest, and this is, it's funny when you try to put yourself in the shoes of the communications department or the management or whatnot. And it's like, okay, we're getting hit with this, and I deserve this, and I deserve this, I deserve this. The one that I found really interesting was all the other airlines jacked their prices up. I was back to social media, I can't say how many posts I saw that was like, my flight got canceled, and the only way to get home was to pay $2,500 per ticket on blah, blah, blah airline to get home. And what's interesting is the other airlines taking advantage of a crisis like this in one of their competitors and jacking their rates up. And even that gets blamed on Southwest, and no one's going, man, these other airlines are terrible. They're taking advantage of us at our worst moment and charging, you know, thousands of dollars for a short 2-hour domestic flight.
I mean, yeah, that's going to get lost in the weeds because it's kicking right back to, forget about the gouging on the back end. They're blaming guy on the front end. That's it's going to be interesting to watch it play out, and I do believe the investigations that are going to go into this are going to play into it too, because once Congress is involved, that's a game changer as well. And in the meanwhile, we're straight up out of time. Brian Cross from Elasticity, GoElastic.com. I appreciate a couple minutes, man. Thanks for hopping on.
Of course. Always happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely.